This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Learning more about a Wednesday morning drive-by shooting in the city of Pueblo, believed to have been started as a dispute between a pair of siblings. Court documents showing that Antonio Ruiz, who goes by the name Adam, was a passenger in the vehicle, saying it was an attempt to scare their brother Santana, who they'd been fighting with. Ruiz also told officers that their cousin, Fred Mizell, was given specific instructions to shoot high so he didn't hit anyone. That's little reassurance for Tiffany Tiller, whose home was hit by those bullets.
He peeled out and he stopped like right in here and he aimed this way and shot right there into my house, one right there. He shot like, to me it sounded like 6 or 7 shots into my house. Like he was shooting that way, I didn't know it was my house. The only thing I want to say is that I want to thank the Pueblo police to catching those guys and for coming as quickly as they did.
Ruiz and Mizell now in jail, both on $100,000 bonds, both facing charges of conspiracy to commit murder.
The trial for a woman accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her ex-fiancé is being delayed for a second time. The judge overseeing the trial of Vanessa Lavati agreed yesterday to postpone the trial until August. Lavati's attorney asked for the delay because he wants jurors to hear a piece of audio evidence that is currently unusable. The trial was delayed in December when the defense said it wasn't ready to proceed. Lavati was arrested after she spoke to an undercover Colorado Springs detective who she allegedly tried to hire to kill her former fiancé. An El Paso County judge is ordering a competency evaluation for the suspect in the 2021 death of a ranch hand. KRDO's Josh Helmuth has more.
The judge ordered the evaluation for Kevin Armando Chaparro Macias yesterday. The suspect was arrested on murder and evidence tampering charges in the death of Dananacio Amaya. Amaya worked for Courtney and Nicole Mallory, a black couple who's made accusations of racism and harassment against their neighbors and the sheriff's office. Nicole Mallory shouted something at the suspect at the end of yesterday's hearing, and the judge ordered the outburst noted in the record after a request by prosecutors. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Students at the University of Colorado now calling for the expulsion of a football player from El Paso County. Students in Boulder say that they are gathering allegations from nearly 20 women accusing Anthony Deuce Robertson of sexual harassment and sexual assault as he attended Palmer Ridge High School in Monument. Students are now circling a petition to have the university expel Robertson and has gotten about 5,000 signatures to this point. Robertson also under investigation by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office for allegedly trying to share a private image of a juvenile back in 2018. The university says they are aware of the allegations and Robertson is currently away from the team.
Thursday's overnight snow and ice made for a tough start to the day in some areas of southern Colorado. Those wintry conditions causing one morning commuter to lose control in a neighborhood in Monument. It happened on Forest Lake Drive just after 7:30 in the morning. A woman in an SUV lost control on a curve before sideswiping a house and crashing through a total of 3 fences. No one was hurt, but Ariel Lotz is frustrated with the type of driving she sees on Forest Lake Drive.
Schooler's bus stop is right there on
right.
The corner where
okay.
She hit.
Yeah, the high school's bus stop, and at a certain time of day, those kids would have been in danger. People treat this as too fast. It's 35, they're hitting 60 by the time they get to my house.
Yesterday's incident has sparked talk about making changes to that school bus stop. Officials with the Lewis Palmer School District said they are open to any ideas parents may have. Colorado Springs and El Paso County are addressing an intersection known for flash flooding and rescues with an agreement. The intersection is at Cypher Boulevard and Date Street. It's just north of the Academy Boulevard Austin Bluffs Parkway intersection.
Even though it has city development all around it, it was built to county rural specifications decades ago.
The agreement says the county will allow the city to annex the enclave, making the city responsible for maintenance, and both parties will split the $11 million cost to fix the drainage issue. The project is currently under design. They plan to have it completed by next summer. The county will receive federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act, while the city will get its money from its Stormwater Enterprise Fund. A closure gate is currently in place to keep people from driving through the intersection while it's flooded.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies here for your Friday afternoon. Still going to be on the chilly side, and we'll see some light to moderate snow over the mountains of the Sangre de Cristos and the San Juans. High temperature-wise today, well below average temperature with a high of 36 degrees Colorado Springs, 42 in Pueblo, and winds are going to be out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.